Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Hayes. Today we're diving into the unsolved disappearance of Angola 727. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Poddex are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use code LARRY21, 10% off your order. That code is right down there, LARRY21, for 10% off. And when it comes to True Crime Never Sleeps, they actually have a great deck all about true crime, so check them out today at ondex.com. And now let's get on with the show. If someone asked you what you thought was the most notable incident involving the disappearance of a plane, I wouldn't blame you if Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 was the first to come to mind. Malaysian Airlines 370 vanished seemingly into thin air back in 2014. And while few pieces of debris have been found, there are still few answers as to what exactly happened to the aircraft. Although the mystery behind Flight 370 continues to endure, it is hardly the only case of an airplane disappearing into thin air, leaving an air of mystery in its place. 11 years before the disappearance of Flight 370, another Boeing 727 vanished from an airport in 2003. It was seen taxiing down the runway without clearance and no communication between itself and the control tower before flying off out of view during unscheduled takeoff at the Quattro de, can't even say the name properly, airport in Angola. Neither the aircraft nor the two reported occupants on board at the time have been seen since. You may ask who was on it? At the time of the Boeing 272's unauthorized departure, two men were reportedly known to be on board. However, some sources say there was only one man. Regardless of how many people were actually on board at the time, all reports do concur that 50-year-old American pilot and flight engineer Ben C. Padilla was on board. According to the reports that mention more than one person being on board, the second man was a hired flight mechanic from the Republic of Congo by the name of John M. Matantu. Apologize if I say his name wrong. Maybe perhaps they're watching this when it airs. problem with this is that neither men were certified to pilot a Boeing 727, so why they were on the plane when it left, and who was precisely steering it, is unknown. Despite this, Padilla is strongly suspected to have been the one piloting it, though why is another mystery. The unscheduled takeoff. At approximately 6 in the evening, local time on May 23, 2003, the Boeing 727 with the registration N844AA was observed taxiing down the runway at the Angola Airport without clearance. It was observed maneuvering erratically. All the lights on the aircraft were off, and all communication attempts by the control tower were unsuccessful. Before anyone could stop it, it was then observed flying hop off, heading southwest over the Atlantic Ocean, until it was out of view. And now, let's dive right into the aftermath.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Search. Following the incident, a worldwide search for the plane was initiated, involving the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. State Department, Homeland Security, and United States Central Command. Despite efforts made by all involved, the plane and its unauthorized occupants have yet to be located. So let's dig into some of the theories that have arisen. While many theories can while many theories have risen about following the incident, none have proven to explain what really happened. In July 2003, there was a possible sighting reported in Conakry, Guinea. However, the State Department have since conclusively dismissed this. In 2004, Padilla's sister, Benita Padilla Kirkland, told the South Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper that the family believed that her brother was flying the plane, also expressing their fear that he must have subsequently crashed in Africa or is being held against his will. Several reports of this incident during the U.S. diplomatic cables leak in 2010 indicated that the U.S. searched for the aircraft in multiple countries following the event. A regional security officer searched for it in Sri Lanka without result. A ground search also conducted by diplomats stationed in Nigeria at multiple airports failed to locate the aircraft as well. The telegram from Nigeria also stated that the diplomats did not consider it likely that the 727 successfully landed at a major airport. Furthermore, in 2010, an extensive article was published in Air and Space Magazine. The report was not able to draw any conclusions on the whereabouts, nor the fate of the Boeing 727, despite all the research and interviews of individuals with knowledge of the incident. And as we reach the end of this unsolved disappearance, I'd like to say, like with all mysteries, some will end up on the forefront of people's minds than others. Despite this, that does not mean that the answers to a mystery, however small, do not deserve to be found. One day, all of the questions surrounding the plane and the mystery behind it will be known. And now, one last thing I'd like to discuss is featured in Poddex. You can check out poddex.com and their true crime deck. We're going to ask a question each week from that deck, and this week, got to pull it up first. Will be, so the question is, why do you think some serial killers only kill sex workers? I mean, obviously I would say because they don't really have any ties to the community. And I think if you target them alone, you really could potentially get away with it. Because nobody's really, like I said, nobody's really tracking these people. But like if you kill a family, you got employers looking out for them, schools, churches, neighbors, keep track of neighbors, so kill a family, it's kind of hard to cover that up for a long period of time. But yeah, that's my answer. So thanks for watching. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. And if you want to support the show, consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.